Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Some of you are not saying it. All right. Even as unto babes in Christ. Look, one of the things you really have to strengthen yourself in is to learn scriptures. Okay, because when you get to a certain age, you cannot learn scriptures again. When you get to a certain age, you can't do what? You can't learn scriptures again. It will be very difficult to learn scriptures at a certain age. So this is a good time to learn scriptures. Say amen. Now, make it your aim that at least every day you will learn one scripture. Is it difficult to do? Every day you do what? You will learn at least one scripture. Yeah. And the more scriptures you know, the better your chances at overcoming temptations. Amen. All right. How to become an unmovable Christian? How to become what? An unmovable Christian. And then I was telling you that an unmovable Christian is somebody who cannot easily be moved. Somebody who cannot easily be what? Moved. I'm about to close. Somebody who cannot be moved by any circumstance, by any problem. Nothing should be able to move you. No temptation should move you. Yes. No riches should move you. Poverty should not move you. A boy should not move you from the church. A girl should not move you from the church. Nothing should move you. Say amen. Yeah. And your ability to stand without being moved is equal to being a strong Christian. Put your hands together for the Lord. Yeah. I see you becoming strong in Jesus' name. I see you becoming strong in Jesus' name. Colossians 1:23. It says, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Hey! You are worrying me. What's his name? What's your name? Eh? Eh? Isaac Safo. And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Everybody say, from the hope of the gospel. Yeah. The devil is on the campaign to move you from Christianity. The devil is on the campaign to destroy your life. The devil is on the campaign to take you out of church. The devil is on the campaign to make you not to become a Christian again. You must be strong like this pillar. You must be unmovable by this pillar. Just as we cannot move this pillar easily, you should be as strong as this pillar that cannot be moved. Obipon cannot move this pillar. He pushed and pushed and pushed, but he couldn't push. He himself was falling down at a point. Our strongest, Obipon. Are you still here? Yeah. Don't let anything move you out of church. How do you become an unmovable Christian? An unmovable Christian is a Christian who is not moved by offenses and afflictions. Everybody say offenses. Hey! One of the places you will get offended easily is church. Yeah. Offenses. That no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereon. 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 3. No man should be moved by what? Affliction. There are troubles, afflictions, offenses that you must expect because you are a Christian. It is part of the Christian life. Nobody will tell you this. It is what? Part of the Christian life to be offended. Eyes are red. People are tired. We're going to sleep right now. Some of you, by this time, you are asleep. Accra, there's doom saw in Accra. I don't know if you know that when you came here, no light off. They've taken their life bare 7,000 times. Becoming a Christian is not the same as joining a perfect group of angels. There is no perfect person. I'm telling you, there is no perfect person around. Anybody and everybody has the tendency to offend you in the church. You'll be offended. You'll be offended. Thank you for clapping. You'll be offended. If it is a church, then expect offenses. Expect it. Expect that you will be offended. Do not let offense move you. Oh, yes. Offenses is one of the things that can move you out of this place. Can move you. Hey, you can be offended. Sometimes, choir, you are going to sing and they collect the microphone from you and you will give it to another person. Your heart will come. Yeah. You were offended. On your wedding day, everybody will not come. Your best friends will cry, will not come. The instrumentalists will not come on your wedding day. It's a good place to be offended. Yeah. But listen, all these things are schemes and devices, tricks and plans of the devil to move you away from church. Offenses. Yeah. Afflictions. You can get broken heart, and for that reason, you never serve God again. Yeah. Do you know broken heart? Right now, nobody breaks your heart. Broken heart is real. If you leave me now, your case. They know the songs, my people. They know the song. Broken heart no go catch you. Broken heart no go catch you. They know all the songs, so. The songs you know, I know them better than you. You are saying, yeah, I know it. Amen. May you not be moved in Christianity. May you not stop following Jesus. That's why we have the song. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Yeah. Listen, make a quality decision to follow God. A quality decision that nothing. Hey, you see, when you love somebody, it doesn't matter what you do. Let me tell you one truth. That one of the truths you don't know is that your father and your mother, they quarrel. But because they love themselves, your mother doesn't pack her things and leave. When you quarrel, you are still here. You are going where? Yeah. Because one of the vows they took was that I'll be with you till death, doer's path. That should be your relationship with Christ. That should be how you must follow Jesus. It's a decision you make with your life. Oh, sweetheart, it's not easy. Eh? That's how it comes, sir. That's how it comes, sir. It's not a Sunday service. Jose, when they go, they don't sleep. When they say go and sleep, they should be here. Today they don't sleep. Today they are tired. Wait, some of you, if you go home tomorrow and you wake up on Thursday, when you sleep tomorrow afternoon, you wake up Thursday morning. That's how it comes out. You are no use, but you are learning it. It's good. It's good. Are you still here? Yeah. Don't let afflictions, don't let offenses, don't let anything move you. Don't let it. Don't let even the pastor offend you. Don't let the pastor offend you. Number two, do not let bitterness move you away from God. Offenses and bitterness, they work together. Bitterness is an advanced and developed form of offense. Yeah. Bitterness is there for a long time. It will never go away. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 50 said, "Look it diligently, lest any man fail of the grace, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby may they be defiled." Yes. Bitterness. When we say you are bitter, you have rehearsed for a song, but as you have come, pastor say he will not allow you to sing the song. Bitter. May you be delivered from bitterness. I said, may you be delivered from bitterness. Anything that will make you bitter, may those things remove away in Jesus' name. Yeah. So, because see, offense can take you out. Bitterness can take you out. Bitterness. It can take you out of church. A lot of people who were serving God and they stopped serving God, they were bitter about one thing or the other. Hey. Yeah. Something, you see, and the devil, he knows that this is what will make you bitter. He knows it. The devil knows you better than you know yourself. Yeah. Because of this, I will not serve God again. You get it. Yeah. They will leave you. Assemble, ye can we are. Fache. Leave it. Leave it. Don't tie it on your heart. Have a free spirit. Look, anywhere will offend you. Beer bar, they will offend you. Workplace, they will offend you. School, they will offend you. Yeah. One day, my office mate, he told me something. He said, "We came to make money. We didn't come to make friends." Something happened at workplace. They say, "Charlie, you know what? We came here to make money. We didn't come here to make friends. So if my friendship with you will worry me, and let's stop the friendship. We came to make money here. We came to follow Jesus here. We came here to serve God. Yeah, we came here to serve God." Yeah. So if you are the one that will cause me to be bitter, I'll just leave your case for you. And I'll serve God with my heart. You see, because when you are bitter and you are offended, it affects your heart. It is a heart thing. And sometimes this bitterness and offense is difficult depending on who the thing is coming from. I pray for you that may God deliver you from all this. Yeah, from all this. All this is that when you, if you grow up, you if you grow up in church, you learn a course we call church politics. Church what? Politics. Politics is a game you learn to play better than your opponent to get what you want. A lot of politics in church. People don't mind stepping on people to get favor at the top. Yeah, anything, if anybody is on the way, they will step on the person so that they can be at the top. Yeah, you will meet it in your church. Every church, that thing is inside. Because they want to become the pastor's favorite, they can say anything to destroy anybody. But you see, one of the policies I move with is that, unfortunately, it is not the pastor that blesses me. You understand? Yes. It's not the pastor that blesses. It is God that blesses a human being. That's why I kept telling that this Ephesians chapter 6 scripture, Ephesians 6:6, where it says that not with eye service. That's why I will not do eye service to you. Because you don't matter. You are not important to me. At all. So I will not allow you to make me bitter to stop what I am doing. Hey, as I started pastoring children, a lot of things came for me to stop pastoring children. Problems. Today this, tomorrow that. Today this, tomorrow that. Look, I have very good reasons to say that I will never pastor children again. Today this, tomorrow this problem is not done. Then another one has come. This one is saying this. This one is saying that. Everybody is saying something. Problem left, right, center. Today the nya 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 nya. Hey! You are running the church like this. You are competing with this. You are trying to do this. Today this, tomorrow that, today. I said, look, one day I told myself that all these politics are nonsense. Nonsense. I have decided to serve God. I said I will serve God. That is why I'm here. I will serve him. We came here to serve God. We didn't come here to come and make friends. Of course, one day I will die and leave you. Even husband and wife cry, they hardly die on the same day. They died different. I came here to serve God. If I go and I stand at the judgment seat, it is God that is going to judge me, not you. The way to heaven doesn't pass your hometown. The way to heaven, it doesn't pass your hometown. So that you tell me that I shouldn't come and pass your hometown. Doesn't pass your hometown. Yeah. So that you block the result, don't pass in front of our house because the only way to heaven, there's only one way to. They said the only way to heaven is through Jesus. That road, it passes through Jesus Christ's house, and you are not Jesus Christ. So where will I live my life and I'll be bitter and concerned about you? And I can't go to heaven. Not just say what basori what muna just say. Hey, you better stop that church and go look for another church and stay inside. My back. Yeah. Number three. Don't be moved by a change in your circumstance. Everybody say a change in your circumstance. Your circumstance is going to change. Some of you are going to build story buildings. Some of you are going to drive Range Rover. When your circumstance change, don't change. Wait, look. God is going to bless you people. Yeah. You never rent a house. You will build your own house. People, you don't believe me. I say you don't believe me. What I'm saying, you don't believe. So for no way, did you have me? You don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying that God is going to change your situation. When we left the session, I was talking to one of my friends. And then I told him that I'm in the camp. And I asked him that, what is he doing? He said, oh, he tried to sleep, but he couldn't sleep. I said, why? He said, the room is hot. And I said, go and buy AC. He said, Charlie, now, dear. Yeah. You are going to sleep in a room full of air condition. Air condition. I didn't tell you the story of my neighbor. Where I bought AC, and he said that He called me that. AC no, air conditioner I've come to put in my, or see, it gives sickness. I asked him, sir, or say fin. I said, sir, or say fin. I said, no problem. Mate. Everybody say mate. When I went to work the following day and I was coming, I bought another one and I came to fix in my hall. I want to die of that sickness. That sickness that the air conditioning gives. I want to, the person says, sickness, no, come in, I'm free, we are say hako. Meanwhile, that man, when in the night, like in the evening by this time, when the room is hot, you come and sit down, then he will use his cloth to be fanning himself like this. Wait there, doesn't kill people. I say, oh, we are not a koda. As he's there, he's fanning himself. He has seen that I've put on my AC. I'm waiting for my room to chill, and I'll go and sleep. Say, AC, am I yare? It's a poverty way of thinking. So your situation is going to change. Some of you are going to work in the bank. When we call you to come for evangelism on Saturday, they don't say, we are doing financial analysis, financial management course, and you need time. May nothing move you. And some of you are going to marry. You marry. Oh, I said you marry a rich man. Don't tell us, maybe I'm going to be a fool. I'm going to be a fool. I'm going to be a fool. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be a fool. I'm going to be a fool. I say, yeah. May no situation change you. Oh, you are very. I said, may no situation change you. Say, I will not change. Lift up your hand. Say, I will not change. By any circumstance. By any situation. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Acts chapter 2, verse 25. The Bible said, for David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. I should not be moved. See, many people are moved either by a bad change in circumstance. When I was sitting down here, I had a call from one of my church members. I just woke up. She said their house is on fire. Their neighbors left their gas on and it caught fire. And she said, as I speak to you, my brother and my little sister, they are just wearing panties and we are standing outside. Everything is burnt in the house. Everything. And I said, where are you? He said, I'm in the house. I have to make a call and tell somebody to go and pick them from there. Because their father has not heard the news yet. And she said, Reverend, don't tell my father now. As I walk out right now to receive a call. But I've come here and I'm preaching as if nothing has happened. This thing, it can make you stop serving God. Bonnie, what bad have we done? She said, all my school things are bent. She said, oh my, she should be going to school by the next 2 weeks. She said, all my school things are bent. This thing, it can make you lose faith in God. Yeah. May no change in circumstance move you. I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I feel. Hallelujah. Everybody say, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hosanna. Amen. 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 Listen, don't let anything move you. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Saturday, I was at a wedding. Like I was telling yesterday. About a man, an elder in the church of Pentecost, whose wife has died. Elder, Bonibena elder. Meanwhile, they are drunkards whose wives are growing fat and they are moving around. Yeah. Anything at all can move anybody out of being a Christian. Anything. Listen, that's why the Bible said that he that thinketh his stand, take heed. Any one of us can lose hope. But you see, if you are a strong Christian and you are an unmovable Christian, there is nothing that can move you. You have died. We are sad. And we fared thee well. The fact that you have died doesn't mean it is the end of the world. Dying there, Obiabeko. Wait, decline. You have just declined. Yebeba, why? Yebeba. So as for death, dear, all of us will die. One day, I was in the meeting with a certain gunman, and we needed a place to do church. Then the owners of the place, some old lady and some old man, then they were saying, okay. And so as we're talking, then somebody said, let's put everything we are saying into writing. Then somebody, another person said, oh, it is not necessary. As the people say it's not necessary, then the old man said, one the obagbo, mihumagbo. You understand? You will die, and I'll also die. Meanwhile, the meeting we are doing is just between the two of us. What if you die and I also die? And the people coming after us don't have anything to read. How would they know we have made such an agreement? Don't be moved. Everybody say, I will not be moved. By circumstances. Say, by circumstances. Say, no circumstance will move me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Number four. Don't be moved from the path of righteousness into shortcuts. Yeah. You want to pass your exams. So you have copied some answers and put in your dress. Apo. You are moving from the path of righteousness into a shortcut. And let me tell you this thing before I close. Shortcuts are... Hey, come back, Esther. Shortcuts are always... But I like the way Esther was dancing. Clap for Esther. She danced well. Esther, will you give us a dance tomorrow? And there won't go. Will you give us a dance tomorrow? Eh? And they won't leave here today. Everybody said, don't be moved from the path of righteousness into shortcuts. Shortcuts are always the wrong path. Yeah. Any cut that is short is always the wrong path. Don't take that path. To get money quick, you want to go and do Sakawa. It's a shortcut, but it is the wrong path. Super bet. It is a shortcut, but it is the wrong cut. It's the wrong way to go. Yes. Always, Bible said that he leads me in the path of righteousness. A righteous person walks on the path that God leads him. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yeah. As you walk through the, you see, shadows of the valley of dry bones of death and whatever, you will never fear anybody. Yeah. 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 You guys are doing well. Even though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I Anytime I go to write your exam, saying, tell yourself, I will sit down before I change my mind. I will never fail my exams. Never. Never. Yeah. The path of righteousness. Everybody say the path of righteousness. Say the path of righteousness. Yeah. Number five. Don't be moved to do evil. Don't be moved to do what? Evil. A lot of people want to do evil. Don't be moved to do evil. Don't let anything move you to do something silly. Amen. Closing. Number six. Don't be moved by foolish questions. And number seven, don't be moved to join rebellious people. Say rebellious people. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, Bible says that rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft. Rebellion. If you rebel against your parents, it's the same as beye witchcraft.
Yeah.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Bible says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Do all things. When we send you, don't be talking your mouth. Am I the only one that they have seen this house to send? Am I the only one that they can send in this house? Am I the only one? Yeah. I am raising an army of strong Christians. I said, I am raising an army of strong Christians. There is going to rise up a generation of young people who are strong, who are unmovable, who are zealous, who are spiritual, who are on fire for God. Nothing will quench your fire. I said, nothing will quench your fire. I pray for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He cause His face to shine on you. May you be strong. I said, may you be strong. Yeah. May you be strong. May you not be moved. May you not be affected by the storms of the weather. May nothing in this world cause you to lose faith in God. Yeah. May your faith in Christ grow stronger and stronger every day. Don't be moved. I shall not be moved. When you wake up every morning, confess this, that I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Shall not be moved. Nothing will move me. Absolutely nothing will move me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Rabadurubo siya banderebe. Balaturia bada brabalaba. Ke banda balabandia. Nothing will move me. Say nothing will move me. Karabandurubo siyande. Abarakatoriande, Sea Bala Taraba Zimande, Aburobolobosiade, Kabazata Brakapaya Babaya.
Nothing move us, O God.
Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Holy Spirit, we are grateful.
Amen.
For your power and for your love.
Amen.
Over our lives.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for Jesus and take your seat. All right. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Okay. Now, it is 10:20. By the time we finish everything, it's getting to 11. Now, I want you to go and sleep. Listen to the instruction carefully. It's late to bath. Jare no enye se wo jare bi asa. Inti go and bath. If you like, let me show you. If you like, you can bath this evening and pack all your things. Tomorrow morning, you don't bath. You are not going anywhere. When you bath, you are sleeping. You understand? It's sorry, anopa. You have not gone to the main block. As for my girls, they come back once. So tomorrow morning, we are not going to the prayer garden. Okay, listen to the announcement carefully. Tomorrow morning, we are not going to the prayer gardens. When you wake up in the morning, okay, pack your things. Bath. Pack your things. By 6 o'clock. 6. 5. Pack your things and clean. Listen. See that you have not spoiled anything in your rooms. If you spoil something, they bring the bill. Sweep them nicely. Let the room be like it was when you came in. Clean the... Okay. So after that, you will wear your camp t-shirt. It's red. Obiabeshe red or china. And then we come for one session. Hey.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.